The Peaceful Power of Singing Together is the name of my homily. And it's also Moving Music, The Power of Call and Response. And it's also all about Stephen Decatur Bridges. And it's also all about how to rescue yourself from existential dread. With simple call and response singing. So maybe one of those thoughts applies to you. Sea shanties are really cool because of the way that we can just start singing them. I mean, some of you may have known Bully in the Alley or Molly Malone, but I bet a bunch of you didn't. And how cool that we were all just able to suddenly just, boom, sing those songs. And it's extra cool for me because they've got roots here. They've been sung around here for hundreds of years. And so they have a sort of the same kind of resonance that, you know, when we look at the coast and we see the trees and the rocks and we feel sense of place, or we hear somebody who just, you know, has been hauling traps their whole life or fishing their whole life, and they just sound like Maine, or that smell of the air when the wind shifts to the southwest and that smell, that feeling. That's what I feel when I sing songs like this that are from around here. And interestingly, I've been playing some Scandinavian fiddle tunes lately, and I love the way they kind of communicate and talk with our local fiddle tunes, because of course a lot of our fiddle tunes have European origins, and some of them have northern, you know, Scandinavian origins, and that's where part of my family is from, and I just got back from playing some tunes and singing and dancing over there, and wanted to share some of the stuff that I've been playing, and it has all this resonance with me, and I wanted to share some more of that in this talk, which I'm also calling, this is the fifth title, The Singing Fisherman, and I talked a little bit about this guy, Stephen Decatur Bridges from Verona Island. And it's a true story. He lived over there. If you go, anybody been to Sweet Cheeks Bakery and hit up the 24-hour eclair vending machine? Well, I definitely don't do that every Wednesday on my way back from Bagadoose Music after playing fiddle tunes for a couple of hours with students over there. You know, around 9:30, you kind of start hankering for an eclair. And you can just drop in there anytime. And right next, sort of just down the block from there, there's a road that peels off to the east, still on the island. And if you drive down that way, that section of the river, really it's... this is kind of where Penobscot River meets the bay. It kind of splits around Verona Island. And on the east branch there, there's some mud flats. And this fella, Stephen Decatur Bridges, lived overlooking the mud flats, and he kept his fishing weirs there and caught a ton of fish. And I was looking for historic examples of singing, people who were working and singing in this area, because we know, of course, from Joanna Colcord about the singing sailors. And this guy came up in an article from Brattleboro, Vermont, published in 1938, from the a reporter named Henry Buxton went on assignment down east from Brattleboro to tell the good people of Vermont what was happening in Maine. And this is the article. I'm going to read the article to you. And we're going to sing the songs that he would have been singing while he was hauling his nets in in Penobscot Bay. So here we go. On beautiful Verona Island, located near the mouth of the Penobscot River, I met an 82-year-old fisherman and former selectman and town treasurer who has sung his way through life and still sings as he sits, an invalid in his rocking chair, by a window which commands a view of the old fishing grounds he loves so well. This is Henry Buxton. I mean, amazing writer. Just in a newspaper article. So here's a shanty from the Colcord collection, Haul on the Bowline. So I'll just sing a line. Haul on the bowline, can't you hear me calling? And you sing, haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul. Let's all try that and actually reach forward and grab your net and pull it into the boat on wherever it feels right, I guess, but really on haul, that's the best spot. So let's try that. Echo this back to me. Haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul. Try it. Haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul. And whatever I sing, you do that. Ready? After. Well, haul on the bowline, can't you hear me calling? Haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul. Haul on the bowline, the good ship is a-rolling. Haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul. Haul on the bowline, the wind she is a-blowing. Haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul. Haul on the bowline, the tide she is a-flowing. Haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul. Haul on the bowline, can't you hear me calling? Haul on the bowline, the bowline, haul.
Yeah.
For years, this man sang as he pulled salmon, alewives, pogies, cod, and pollock from his weir. He sang with full, joyous heart as he peddled his salmon from a cart through the streets of Bangor. Let's sing one more chorus of Cockles and Mussels. Alive, alive, oh-hoo, alive, alive, oh-hoo, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. He sang on the long trek back home to Verona, late at night, his heavy baritone awakening the echoes among the rocks and the spruce along the highway. If the wind was right, his wife told me, I knew he was coming when he was miles away. For I could hear him singing his way up the lonely road in the dead of night. Let's sing a chorus to Rollin' Home to Old New England. Rollin' home, rollin' home, a rollin' home, rollin' home, rollin' home, rollin' home, across the sea, across the sea, rollin' home, rollin' home, to old New England, old New England, rollin' home, rollin' home, dear land to thee, dear land to thee, many thousand, many thousand miles behind us, miles behind us, many thousand miles before, the ocean lifts her winds to bring us, her winds to bring us to that well, remembered shore, a rollin' home, rollin' home, a rollin' home, rollin' home, a rollin' home, rollin' home, across the sea, rollin' home, rollin' home, to old New England, old New England, rollin' home, rollin', dear land to thee, dear land to thee. This man is Stephen Decatur Bridges, who lives in that house where he was born on Verona Island. He is known as the Salmon and Alewife King of the Penobscot and is positive not only that fish have brains, but that fish reason and form ideas and dislikes and tell their opinions to each other. He told me that singing had been a great comfort to him during his invalidism of the past few years. Since I was a boy, he said, I have sung to drive the blues away. Every time I feel the blues coming on, I sing the old songs, and I am happy again. Oh, I was going to sing Help Me Bob on Bully in the Alley, but we already sang that. Let's sing Sundown Below. So I'll sing a line. Thought I heard the captain call, and you'll sing, sundown, sundown below. Try it. Sundown, sundown below. Just keep singing that whenever I sing a line, you come back with that. Tomorrow is the Christmas ball, sundown, sundown below. Ah, sundown, sundown below. Sundown, sundown below. Can you hear me call? Sundown, sundown below. Can you hear those seagulls bawling? Sundown, sundown below. Ah, sundown, sundown below. Sundown, sundown below. Ah, 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 ah. Sundown, sundown below. Ah, 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 oh, oh, sundown, sundown below. I began fishing with my father 71 years ago. I was 11 years old then and sang all the time as I helped father on his two weirs. These waters were swarming with fish then, including salmon and lobsters. 50 years ago, on May 30th, I took 132 salmon to Bangor in my cart, and I caught all of them in my weir. I ran a fish yard for the curing of cod, caught by Captain T.M. Nicholson's vessels off the Grand Banks. And I have had cod stacked up in my yard, equal in measurement to 60 cords of wood. I believe that salmon are coming back in the river, for they're running better every year. Let's sing a song we like to sing while we're stacking wood at Morton and Joanne's house called Roll the Wood Pile Down, and think about stacking 60 cords of dried cod. Way down south where the cocks do crow, way down in Florida, them girls can play the old banjo, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Well, rolling, 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 rolling the whole world round, that round gal of mine on the Georgia line. And we'll roll the wood pile down, that round gal, that round gal of mine on the Georgia line. And we'll roll the wood pile down. Well, rolling, 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 rolling the whole world round, that round gal of mine on the Georgia line. And we'll roll the wood pile down. So that's the article, and I just think it's amazing. And a couple things I want to add are that the Down East Salmon Federation is making progress in preserving and restoring salmon rivers along the coast of Maine using a process that mimics the natural qualities of wild rivers. So soon we can sing and fish salmon again. The Passagusawakeg and the Little River both had, or are actually listed as salmon breeding areas still, as one of the, I think this Little River, maybe I guess that dam, they're not getting past that dam. So it's the Passagusawakeg. I've been dreaming of the Little River being a breeding ground for wild salmon. We plan on registering some of these Bantry Bay gigs. You may have heard us singing in the harbor while rowing. And this year, okay, so we've been wanting to get some lobster traps together and sing hauling the recreational license. You can get 5 traps. And there's a way to rig the lines up around the stem and the stern and have everybody in the boat hauling up the traps rather than using a winch. So we're going to try that this summer, because the only way you can get a recreational trap is to have your boat registered, and we've never registered the rowboats, but we're going to register one now this year. And I think this is the year. I've been talking about this for years, and this is the year we're going to do it. Keep an eye out. And if you want to hop on board with us sometime, I guess the thing to do is to check out worksongs.org, my website, or baggadoosemusic.org. I'll have information when I know more. And finally, I want to say, maybe it's not your house that needs work. Okay, wait, hold on. You might not be able to get out on the boat with us this summer to haul a few traps, but I know you have your own work to do, and it's not easy. Washing dishes, sweeping the floor, stacking wood, all great opportunities to use these call and response songs and transform the idea of work into something a little closer to play. I've been trying out the word, how to combine work and play in a single word. Plork doesn't really... Plork. It's not really, doesn't quite capture it. Way, that's all right. Way. Still doesn't, that one's already taken. Anyway, to be continued. Maybe it's not your house that needs work. I know some of you have really clean houses. So maybe you need to work on the donut around the middle, like me, all those eclairs. Singing and walking, or singing and rowing, it's not just possible. You finish the journey with more energy than when you started. That's really true. Every time we go out there, I think, how can I row for an hour or two and then come back with more energy than when I left? And it's because of all the oxygen we're getting and the great spirit that comes up while you're singing together. Same with walking or jogging. And maybe you have work in your community or your nation. What unites such seemingly disparate revolutions as those in South Africa over apartheid, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia over communism, and the civil rights movement here in America? Songs. Songs. These were singing revolutions. Each one of these was a singing revolution where the world we folks wanted to see was brought about through the power of singing together, often using the same simple call and response format that we have in our local sea shanties. So I'm just going to put that out there. Let's all take an example from Stephen Decatur Bridges, or the thousands of singing sailors and fishermen who would ship hay and ice and wood and granite and fish from Belfast to the Caribbean and around the world, and come back home to Belfast and coastal Maine, enriching our lives and our culture. With songs like Boston Harbor, which will, as my final song, we'll sing, which has embedded in it the idea that tyrannical captains and leaders of all sorts aren't welcome here on any vessel. So it goes like this. Just sing, with a big bow wow, with a big bow wow, a tow row row, tow row row, fall de roll de right all day, fall de roll de right all day. We'll put that all together. With a big bow wow, tow row row, fall de roll de right all day, from Boston Harbor we set sail. The wind was blowing a devil of a gale, with a ringtail set all about the mizzen peak. beak. Dolphin striker plowing up the deep with a big bow wow. Tow row row. Fall de roll de right all day. Well, up from his cabin, the captain crawled up. Comes the captain from down below. He looks aloft and he looks alow. He looks alow and he looks aloft. Pull them ropes, boys, fore and aft, with a big bow wow. Ooh, tow row row. Fall derall, deright all day. Well, back to the cabin he quickly crawled, and unto his steward he madly bawled, singing, bring me a glass that'll make me cough. Better down here than it is up aloft, with a big bow wow. Tow row row. Fall derall, deright all day. Poor sailors are standing on the deck. The wind and the rain is a-rolling down our necks. Not a drop of grog does he us afford. And he dams our eyes with every other word, with a big bow wow. Tow row row. Fall derall, deright all day. Just one thing we sailors crave, for him to find a watery grave. We'll cast him down some deep dark hole. Shark will take his body and the devil take his soul, with a big bow wow. Fall row row. Tow de roll de right all day. Oh, with a big bow wow. Tow row row. Fall de roll. All day. Let's smoke. So, thank you. This, whenever I sing "that's well" or "that's it" at the end, that's just sort of when you have a project, that, a work that you're doing, you have to cut it off at some point. You don't, the songs are there to help the work out. So when you're done with the work, you cut it off with something like that, a little tag. And the other thing I wanted to say was, you heard the captain get tossed overboard to the sharks and the devil. And that's an amazing thing about a lot of these songs, is they're, because people on the captain, the tyrannical captain, he could just say, it's just a song. But it was it's an opportunity for people to talk about power, imbalance, and tyranny in the open in the song. So they're countless examples of that in sea shanties and work songs of all types, songs from the American South in slavery times and all around the world, actually. That the song, something about these songs, these call and response songs, has this amazing ability for us to muster our own power and talk about it and change things that we want to see change. So I'm gonna leave it there, and thank everybody for listening and singing along.